is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This class ought to be an absolute blast. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Thursday, April 19th, 2012. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A, your broadcast class reaches 50 states and worldwide on the Internet. And wherever you are on your smartphone, there's a smartphone app download at GCNlive.com. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. If you need to revisit something that you heard on the broadcast, just click on USAprepares.com. USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. There's over 100 of us. We have diverse backgrounds and specialties. We're engineers, medical doctors, CEOs, authors, economists, PhDs, entrepreneurs, and TV stars. And as I said over the last couple of days, I don't think we're capable of holding a job. We control our own destiny. We don't take direction very well. We're not satisfied with the way things are. We're tinkerers. We want to improve everything in our lives. We're inventors. Today our class is focused on an incredible invention with USAprepares.com instructor Barry Knowles. Barry is famous. He was featured on National Geographic's Doomsday Preppers. I like to think of Barry as an inventor who practices what he preaches. He thinks outside the box, and he built a foxhole in his garage. And actually, I'd like to know how Barry explained that to his building department in his county. So you at USAprepares.com, we want you to be safe from whatever may happen. So this is a class in surviving a disaster. So in the broadcast classroom with me today is USAprepares.com instructor Barry Knowles, and there's a link to Barry Knowles on the website, page one, USAprepares.com, and you'll see a little banner there that shows Doomsday Preppers. Welcome, Barry Knowles.
Thanks, Vincent. That was a fantastic introduction. I need to hire you to travel with me and introduce me wherever I go. That was great.
Well, you know, you and I have broadcasted before. Probably a couple months ago down in Dallas, we did a live remote from an expo down there, and I saw your urban foxhole, and I met your son, and he knew who I was. That was really fascinating to me.
Yeah, he did. He knew exactly who you were, and in fact, we're coming up to Missouri next week for the Get Prepared Network, and he's not going to make it, and he's really distraught about that.
You want me to write him a note? Well, Barry, you know, you've got this urban foxhole, and before we describe exactly what it is, why don't we talk about why you thought it was worth building? Why you... what your mindset was that got you into building a bunker, if you will, and then we'll describe exactly what this bunker is.
Sure, absolutely. You know, after the economic collapse, I pretty much lost everything I had, and I just felt like I couldn't trust my government. I couldn't trust what was going on. I really didn't know what to do about it, but I knew somehow I had to find a way to keep myself, my family, or my things safe. Mm-hmm. And so I started looking into different kinds of shelters. And, you know, unfortunately, most of them that you find out there, they're geared for bomb shelters. They're kind of stuck in the Cold War era. They're big stay-in 6-month shelters. And I really didn't feel I'd be hiding very well. If a large crane lifted something giant over the roof of my house and buried it in my backyard, I pretty much knew everyone would knew I had something. So I was looking for something small that I could install indiscreetly, that I could install underneath an existing garage floor slab. So I didn't really want to leave the house to get to it. I didn't want to drive to the mountains. And I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find anything available that would retrofit through a garage door opening, and where you could excavate below the slab. You could stack the components up. You could backfill it, repour it, and be able to accomplish that. I couldn't find anything. And the other big thing was I couldn't find anything for sure that was waterproof. And I live with a lake right behind me, so I had a lot of challenges. And I live in the Northwest. I'm an engineer. So my son and I, we met with some boat builders, and we figured out how hulls are made, and went to a couple of expos on hull systems and construction on them. And we designed our own urban foxhole that is made specifically to fit through your garage door in three pieces and stack up in a hole, and it leaves you with a beautiful place to hide or hide your things.
Yeah, and when I first saw the urban foxhole down in Dallas, I was grinning from ear to ear. I thought that was the coolest thing, because if you do live in an urban environment, you really don't want people to know where you are. And if you do have a storm shelter that's sticking out of the ground, even if it's concrete, you know, there's only one way in and there's only one way out, and that's visible to just about anybody that's passing by. I have a farm that was, I'm in the Missouri Territory, and during the 1930s, there was a shelter that was built on this farm. I didn't build it. I didn't own the farm at that time, and I wasn't even alive at that time. But it's, I guess it's about 8 feet wide and 12 feet long, and it sticks up out of the ground about three feet or 2 feet or so. And, you know, it's a great shelter from a perspective of security from, you know, tornadoes and things like that. But everybody knows where it is. You can see it from the road, this particular shelter that that was built way back then. So yours is a very interesting concept. It's built inside of a garage, correct?
Yeah, it's built inside the garage. And I was able to do it. I mean, I live in a neighborhood where the neighbors are 20 feet apart. And I was able to build this without anybody, even the person right next door, knowing what I was doing.
Yeah, well, now they know, right?
Well, some of them do know now, because I was portrayed on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper. And that was a gamble, because we, you know, didn't know if we wanted to expose it. But we also felt, business-wise, it would be good to be on the program. So we wrestled with the decision for a while, and we finally agreed to go ahead and show it, with the understanding amongst our family that we would build something else next year in a different location.
Yeah. So Barry, I've got to ask the question, how did you build this structure? And it's not a small structure. Let's describe how big it is. And then how did you get this thing built without the building department knowing exactly what you're doing?
All right. The shape of it, the bottom chamber that you actually live in, is a 10-foot sphere, and 2 feet off the bottom of that sphere is a flat floor. And on the flat floor, you have 8 feet across by 8 feet across, and that leaves you 8 feet of headroom, so it's the size of a very small bedroom. Under the floor, you have 2 feet of storage space, and above the ball, you have a big steel box, and on top of that is a hatch. So when you install it from the hatch is completely flush with the garage floor. You can cover it with a piece of flat cardboard, which I did. And you can see that National Geographic. But from that all the way down to the floor you walk on is 13 feet. So it is substantial. It's definitely substantial. And I visited the building department, and I didn't want to tell them it was a survival bunker, because I know they don't have any code for that. Of course, they want code for everything.
Right.
So I told them I was installing a vault, a safe. And they told me, they looked in their books and said, well, we can't find any any code for that. The only thing you need is if you're digging more than 5 feet down, you have to have a shoring permit. So with that, I left the building department, never talked to him again. And since then, I've made a model of the urban foxhole being used as a wine cellar. So now you can go in and actually get a permit and include it on once it's included with the building department, then it counts as space. You know, it can be, when you go to sell your house, realtors print it out, it will show up that there. Some people want to buy it as a wine cellar, and that's permittable. A lot of people that buy them from me don't want anyone knowing where they are, and that includes the government. So kind of goes both ways.
Yeah, so this really is a wine cellar. You know, you have an ideal temperature for wine. As a matter of fact, this is how wine cellars are built. They're built in the ground to keep the wine at a constant temperature as it ages. So, yeah, that's what you've done. I think it's great. Now, there are some considerations for this, right? If you're going to be staying in there for a while, and I don't know how long a while is, maybe a day, maybe a week, and, you know, God forbid, you know, the worst thing happens, a nuclear event, you could be down there for a month. How do you handle the air circulation?
That's a good question, Vince. My units come with two blast valves that guard the entrances and exits for the air system. Down below, I have an air system made from American Safe Room. It has numerous filters. Mine is standardly equipped with NBC filters and a HEPA filter. It runs off both 110 volt, so I do have an outlet in that just underneath the hatch up above that I run a cord down to. But I don't always leave it plugged in because it does make it susceptible to an EMP device.
Mm-hmm.
I do sometimes, though, because the air system is also a battery charger, and it charges its own 12-volt gel marine battery that will run the system in backup position. So I'm powered both by 110, 12-volt DC, and it has a hand pump. So you should never have a problem. You should never have a problem getting air.
All right, so going, geez. Barry, I'm learning this clock. This is our fourth day broadcasting on Genesis Communications Network. Barry Knowles, urbanfoxhole.com. I'm Vince Finelli, usaforparis.com. We're going to be right back. We've got a lot of questions for Barry. This is a really cool product.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communications. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Get PreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just love this product. Barry Knowles is with me. He's an inventor and a TV star. He was on Doomsday Preppers, and he is a seminar presenter at Get Prepared Expo right here in Springfield, Missouri. Not this weekend, but the following weekend. That's April 28th and 29th. You can meet Barry at the Get Prepared Expo. He's going to be here. And he built the Urban Foxhole. It is the coolest thing. It is a bunker that you can build and install in your own garage, and it goes down deep, and it's a big foxhole, and it's safe from lots and lots of disastrous events. And I believe, and I'm going to ask him right now, is it safe against a nuclear attack? Because yesterday on our afternoon broadcast, Matt Stein was on with me, and Matt Stein is an engineer from MIT, and he's the author of a couple of really great books, When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes. And we discussed nuclear events, and there are over 100 nuclear reactors in this country that are operating right now, and well, right around 100. And there are nuclear waste sites at these reactor sites all over the country. And at any time, there could be a disaster that you need to escape from immediately. I mean immediately. Barry, what do you think about the application of your urban foxhole in a nuclear event? Because you mentioned that you have NBC filtration for the air system. And that stands for what, Barry?
Nuclear, biological, and chemical.
Yeah, that's all of them.
To answer your question, yes. In fact, during the lecture I give, and I'll be giving it at the Get Prepared Network Expo, I talk about things to take into consideration when you're building a shelter. And one of them is, what threats are you afraid of? Do you think you might be within 5-mile radius of a detonation, 10-mile radius of an actual detonation? And you have to take into account what you live around And this is safe from nuclear events, but it's going to depend on how you install it. I mean, if you live right next to Bangor submarine base, okay, you might want to bury it a little bit deeper and have a geometric attenuation entrance to it. If you live 20 miles from Bangor submarine base, then the 15-foot bottom of the hole is going to be fine. And if you're pretty certain it's just going to be an air burst, and you probably won't need the geometric attenuation entrance. So depending on what threat you think you might face, yes, you could defeat any one of them with it, and that's going to determine how you're going to install the product.
So, Barry, when you have electronics in your urban foxhole, do you have, like, the antenna lead coming into the urban foxhole, but it is not connected at that point, should there be an event like an EMP or a solar flare?
Yes, that's correct. In fact, up in the big steel box that goes between the ball and the opening hatch, called junction box. Mm-hmm. And up in that junction box is where you bring in any utilities you want. And you could bring in water if you want. And up there I have an electrical outlet. I have a cable outlet and an antenna outlet. I don't plug any of them in with the exception of the electrical just to charge my batteries. And I try to just do that once a week. So whatever you have, it's important to keep all your protrusions through the hole up in that top area, because your whole system is waterproof, for one thing. And second of all, you don't really don't want any metal cables or wiring extending down and tight inside the unit, because you don't want that EMP pulse traveling down it.
Yeah. This is a very interesting structure, and if I were to describe it, here's how I would do it. Think of it like a sphere with a tube attached to the top of the sphere. And then just above that, there's a hatch that is level with the floor, the concrete floor that's above it. So you don't see this thing. If you put a piece of cardboard, like you would catch oil drippings from your truck or car when you park it in your garage and you've got some oil stains on it, and you place that piece of cardboard over this hatch, and you wouldn't even know that there's a hatch under that, would you, Barry?
No, absolutely not. Wouldn't know.
It's a steel structure, and it comes in pieces, and you can have it installed right at your location. I'm Vin Finelli, Barry Knowles, Urban Foxhole, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
You're not prepared. Get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Shealy's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Shealy. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com, or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288, or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Cardio FX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep your
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Barry Knowles has a wine cellar that is so innovative that Doomsday Preppers televised his invention. I've been corresponding and talking with Brooklyn, and she is she's involved in the casting for Doomsday Preppers. Barry knows her. And she's from New York City, and she's going to be flying in to Missouri for the Get Prepared Expo. And so she's invited me to be on Doomsday Preppers, so you may get a chance to see how funny-looking we really are over here at USAPrepares.com. And she's interested in some others that are involved with USA Preparers, like MacGyver, who is Joel Johnson, and some others. And it's fascinating. I let her know that by the end of day one, when she arrives, she will have in her hand a .45 automatic. And so she's pretty excited about that. Of course, I'm going to make sure it's unloaded first time I put it in her hand. But after that, she's going to be firing before she leaves. She's going to be firing for the first time handguns before she goes back to New York City. So we're pretty excited about that. Barry, You've got a really interesting invention. So it's an underground shelter. Neighbors can't see it. Even if you're walking on top of the hatch, you can't detect it. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct. In fact, when National Geographic showed up to do the filming, I think there was seven people in their crew, and they didn't know where it was. They were only told I had a shelter at my house. Mm-hmm. And I opened the garage door. I let them bring in all their equipment. They were walking over the cardboard. Some of them set some of their equipment right down on top of it. And then the director asked me, he said, "Barry, we need to take a look at it so we can measure it for light." And I said, "Don't you know where it is?" He said, "No." And I said, "Tell you what, why don't you see if you can find it yourself?"
Uh-huh.
So these guys went through my house, under my house, in the backyard, looking under planters. They looked everywhere, and they could not find it.
I love it.
And in the end, when I just laughed at them, and I pulled some of their boxes off the sheet of cardboard and pulled it back, the look on their face was priceless.
Yeah. It'd be great if that was filmed, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Okay, so we've got a wine cellar, and Barry, how have you spent time in this bunker, if you will, or the urban foxhole, or the wine cellar, whatever we're calling it? How much time have you spent in it comfortably?
You know, when I first built it, we went down in it just to see, how hard it would be to be in a small bedroom for long periods of time. We'd go down in there at night and play poker and goof around.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I actually stayed a couple of nights in it, never more than two nights. I've never been in more than two nights in a row. But, we use it in a different way. Where I live, I don't plan on, even though it's equipped right now with food and water, for me to stay in it for 60 days in case we have some kind of nuclear event. I think it's more likely where I live, we may have a fast nuclear event, a high altitude detonation, perhaps, that causes an EMP. And we may initially have to take cover in it, but then after that, it's going to be a type of setup where the hatch is open all day long. One watchstander is always on the main floor of the house. We'll probably all sleep in it at night for safety. If something happens, a mob comes down the street, whatever. We can jump in it, shut the hatch, stay for a couple hours or a day. It would be a type of scenario where we're in and out, in and out, in and out, always sleeping in it. Or if we had to go to, I don't know if you saw the movie Contagion, but when the community was contained, they had to go stand in government lines for MREs. And you can't pick up food for your family. It's only one per person that's standing there. And you may have to leave your home and your goods behind. So in that case, it's a safe deposit box for all of our things while we, while we work with the community doing whatever we have to do to survive. So mine is equipped for in, out, in, out, in, out. But if I have to be in there for 60 consecutive days, I will be.
Okay. Let's talk about temperature. Inside the urban foxhole bunker, what is the temperature like without cooling and heating?
Well, because I'm in a water table, three-quarters of my urban foxhole is underwater. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty constant. I stay around 66 degrees. And that's one thing that National Geographic didn't get correct. They kept saying it was a concrete bunker. It's not. It's got a big concrete slab on top of it, but it's actually a composite material. It's over an inch and eight thick. And the center wafer is an engineered foam. So it's naturally insulated. It doesn't sweat. Once you get two people in there with sweatshirts on, within a half hour, you're moving around and talking. You bring the temperature up to 70 degrees easily. So it's comfortable, very comfortable. And if it gets too warm, you just turn the air pump on for a few minutes and change it out to some cooler air, and you're fine.
And how long would you feel comfortable with two people in the shelter, hatch closed, without running the ventilation system?
Two people in there with the air system not running and the hatch closed, I would say in about 12 to 14 hours, you're going to start to get a headache.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly the headache will just get worse. probably around 16 or 18 hours, you might get really queasy and want to throw up. But I would say 12 hours without any effect.
Okay.
You need 80 square feet of oxygen area to breathe every 10 hours.
All right. So if you had a hand crank, which you do, how long would you have to crank that air circulation equipment to refresh the air so that you'd have a new supply that would last another 10 hours or so?
20 minutes.
Okay, so every 20 minutes, I'm sorry, 20 minutes twice a day, for example, or roughly, or three times a day, you would have sufficient air exchange. So that's not a real problem. No.
No, it's actually, it works out pretty good. The whole system, it's not too big, not too small, it's just right.
Yeah, and Barry, what about the color that you painted the inside of this? Does that have any? Have you experimented with different colors to see which is the most comfortable for you to be in there for a while, for a long time?
You know, we haven't. The interior color is actually shot onto the mold. It's a gel coat, same thing that you find the shiny, nice surface of a boat that
right.
Nice gel coat.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, and I could have done it in different colors, but one of my jobs that I have, I go into all the prisons in the state of Washington. And so I did a little bit of investigation, and I talked with some of the people that worked at the prison about the size of the cells, how many people they put in it. And one thing I learned was, you know, the white color or the tannish colors, it gives it a lot more light, makes it a lot more comfortable. Anything that's dark, you know, really makes it look small and gives you that claustrophobic feeling.
Yeah.
So I kind of went off what the prisons taught me. I want you
okay.
to know I'm going into the prisons as a worker, not an occupant.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking as we were describing this, I was thinking, and I have not been in yours, and I'd love to be if I ever get out to Alaska where you are. That's a location that we use as a fictitious location on this broadcast for people that we don't know where they are.
Gotcha.
Like Bob Chapman, he's in Alaska. I have no idea where he is, but he's on he's on twice a week with me. But anyway, that was a question that I had about the color, and I think I would have chosen white. As an initial color too, for light reflection, and probably makes it feel a little bit larger. Barry, how did you feel about the portrayal of you, your family, your home, your bunker by National Geographic's Doomsday Preppers? How did you feel about that?
In the end, Vincent, I felt pretty good, but I was very nervous because they're looking for entertainment, so they want a little drama, and if they can find any niche to make you look a little goofy, they certainly take advantage of it, as you've seen on previous episodes. So I was nervous, and there were some scenes that I really didn't want to do, but I also understood that they needed entertainment value, so I agreed to do them. In the end, overall, I think it was a good portrayal. It was great for entertainment. I wish they would have, you know, given a little more information or a little more accurate information about the product, but that's something they were just gleaning over really quick to get to the entertainment. That was the battle between me and them, but overall, I was very happy with it. And, you know, it was interesting. I was really worried that someone in my neighborhood would see it. Because, of course, before that show, nobody knew anything about it. And after it aired, I was peeking out of my blinds to see if any any cars were stopping in front of my house and pointing at it. And I didn't see any. And the first day or two went by, and I thought, wow, how fortunate nobody saw it. And then I got an email, Vincent, I got an email from someone that said, Barry, my name is Sean. I live down the street and around the corner. Thumbs up on the Urban Foxhole. Perhaps you can meet with us. We have a preppers network here locally you didn't know about. So suddenly this whole network knew about me. overnight.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny you say that because, up until about a year ago or so, I was way under the radar. I didn't even have a mailbox. I live on a dirt road. Our farm is on a dirt road, and we have this old broken down, the frontage of our property is about a mile long, and we have this fence that was put up probably in the 1960s, this cattle fence, barbed wire fence with old cedar posts and green T-posts that have been there probably 20, 30 years. And, you know, it looks like it's neglected, and we've decided to let it continue looking like it's neglected so that it just kind of blends in. And next thing I know, I decided I wanted to do an expo and teach people about preparedness because I thought they just flat out weren't ready. And so we went from no one knowing where we live, what we do, to being a voice that people recognize when I'm in the store now. So I don't know how happy Mrs. Finelli is about all this, but now we have a mailbox, and people know where we are, and I've gone through the same kind of transformation from under the radar to a little outside of that now, and I guess it's okay because I'm finding that there are people that are very interested in preparedness, just like you have, and you didn't know that your neighbors from just around the block wanted to prepare and wanted to talk with others. I'm Vin Finelli. Barry Knowles is with me, and we're going to continue this class on the urban foxhole, what it can do for you, and other uses of the urban foxhole. We'll be right back.
You're not prepared. Get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get PreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new bowl repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, sometimes I get asked about the no whining intro. And the reason that we do that is aimed directly at some of the national talk show hosts that are on broadcast radio. And they whine, and if you listen to them, they have a 10-minute loop. They say something, they whine for 10 minutes, and then they hit the restart button, and they whine for 10 more minutes about the same thing, just slightly different angle, and then they hit the reset button, and they whine some more. But they don't have the solutions. And here at USAPrepares.com, we do have solutions. So if you think that there's a nuclear event in your future, then you need to do something about it. And here is a solution for that type of scenario. And we're giving away two pairs of tickets, two passes, every day up until the expo. And the expo is April 28th and 29th here in Springfield, Missouri. It is the most comprehensive preparedness expo in the United States of America. I'm not kidding. There are over 50 seminars. We're giving away, I think, at least over 4,000 items. We're giving away over 4,000 items. 2,000 1.25-pound packs of premium dog food. 1,000 copies of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster, a single issue. 1,000 copies of GlobalIncidentMap.com, a one-year subscription to that. It's $198 value. We're giving away that. We're giving away 1,000 packs of heirloom seeds, 250 tubes of Stops the Sting, because we're teaching a seminar on beekeeping. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So if you'd like to get a pair of tickets, 816-600-1485. 816-600-1485. You can go there, call right now. We have people standing by to take your calls. And you can use those tickets to meet Barry Knowles. He's going to be presenting a seminar at the Get Prepared Expo. He's going to be talking about disasters and what you can do to protect you and your family. So you can meet TV's newest celebrity and inventor, Barry Knowles. He's got the Urban Foxhole. It's urbanfoxhole.com right here in Springfield, Missouri at USAPrepares.com's Get Prepared Expo. Barry, did I say that right?
You did. You said it right.
Barry, we only have a couple minutes left. What do you consider the most important aspects of building a survival shelter?
Vince, I think the number one thing is to not let people know you have it. If anybody sees it going in, you have a target on your back. That's where everyone's going to wind up.
Yeah.
And so, really, it's installing it. I installed it in my house by telling the Homeowners Association that my garage floor had settled, and I was going to need to cut a portion of it out.
Yeah. Well, that's what you did.
And that's yes. Yes, I did.
And then you fixed it, right?
Excuse me?
And then you fix the settling problem.
I did. I replaced the backfill with an urban foxhole.
Okay. And so you think that it's critical not to let people know that you have a shelter. Okay. And then what about, you know, there are different kinds of disasters that people prepare for. What's for in your mind?
Well, I just by traveling around to all of these expos that I present at and taking the temperature of people and what they're afraid of, I think the most likely scenario is some type of economic collapse, whether it's from collapse of our financial system or whether it's an EMP device or something that's going to be social chaos. That's what most people are afraid of. And by the way, I'd like to point out that this makes an outstanding tornado shelter.
Yeah, I'd like you to meet Jeff Olson of Missouri Storm Shelters. He is a sponsor of the Get Prepared Expo, and he's a sponsor of our radio broadcast. He's got storm shelters in 20-something states. He's a national company, and you will be introduced by me to him. And I think you guys are going to be a great combo. Barry Knowles, UrbanFoxhole.com. We've been talking about a shelter that is unique. One of the coolest ideas I've seen in a very, very long time. Barry Knowles is a friend. He's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, April 28th and 29th. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you so much, Barry.
Thanks.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on a Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49. And a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.